Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and I'm joined today by soon-to-be UVA graduate Joe Harris. Joe, you've been out of the public eye for about a month now. How's it going?
Everything's going great. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah. At the All-Sports Banquet Monday night at John Paul Jones Arena, you received the WINA Award as UVA's Outstanding Male Athlete for the 2013-14 school year. Previous winners on the men's side have included Barry Parkhill, Wally Walker, Jeff Lamp, Ralph Sampson, Tiki Barber, Heath Miller, Sean Singletary, Steele Stanwyck. That's pretty good company to be in. What does that honor mean to you, and did you have any idea it was coming?
No, I had no idea. I definitely did not expect anything like that at all. Obviously, a tremendous honor to just even be, you know, considered in the same sentence as those guys. I mean, I look up to pretty much all of them, and so, you know, it's pretty awesome. It was a cool deal. I definitely did not expect it, though.
Did you even know you were nominated?
No, I had no idea that I was nominated for it.
Then nobody told you, hey, make sure you show up at the banquet.
Actually they did. They said, because I was not going to go at first because I had just got in from San Antonio, and my flight had got in the morning, and I was pretty tired. And I asked Ronnie, you know, do I need to go to this? And he said, yes, you have to. It's mandatory.
That was your hint.
Yeah.
You picked up some other awards Monday night, including a couple that recognized your contributions to the university and to the Charlottesville community. Mm-hmm. Back in February, you were named to the All-State NABC Good Works Team, mm-hmm. which honors college basketball players for their community service. At what point in your college career did you start making it a priority to be involved with more than just athletics and academics here?
I think, you know, halfway through my first year, not to say that, you know, I had a bad experience or anything like that with, you know, when I first got here into Charlottesville and school here at UVA, but, you know, I kind of was secluded. I didn't really have, you know, that large of a friend group. I just kind of hung out with the guys on the basketball team. And, you know, growing up in high school and stuff, I always kind of took it upon myself to, you know, make friends that, you know, weren't involved in the sports that I played in and get involved in, you know, other clubs and activities and stuff like that. And, you know, as soon as I started doing that in the community, you know, it's so much more fun. You know, I heard the saying, it's pretty funny, but it's definitely true. You know, if you ain't giving, you ain't living. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to just, like, you know, be a role model in the community. You know, God bless you with these gifts that you have, and, you know, you are fortunate enough to be a role model in the community, and, you know, it's important, I think, to give back and, you know, to show some face and to just be a role model for a lot of people.
One final question about the banquet. Akil Mitchell was one of the co-hosts. How would you grade his performance on the mic at JPJ?
Oh, man. I thought he did a good job. We were razzing him quite a bit about it, though, because, you know, there are a few times where he kind of slurred his words or, you know, mispronounced something. But, you know, Akil is pretty articulate, and he can, you know, he can talk with the best of them. So he did a good job, but we definitely had to razz him a little bit.
The final game of your college career was in the Sweet 16 at Madison Square Garden. You stayed up in New York City with your family for a couple mm-hmm. days after the loss to Michigan State. Did you attend the Elite Eight game between UConn and Michigan State? And what, if so, what was it like watching that?
Yeah, you know, I was lucky. My family, a lot of my family and friends came up to New York for the game, and, you know, they weren't leaving until Monday with the assumption that we were going to play on Sunday. So, you know, it was cool just to get to hang out with them for a while. And, you know, I knew that a lot of them wanted to go to the Elite Eight game, and I was fortunate to get a few tickets to it. So I decided to go. It was tough to watch, really hard to watch, but, you know, just like, in watching Michigan State and UConn, and to see Michigan State kind of look a little bit worn,
come back down,
a little worn down, and come back to down to earth, it was tough to see. But, you know, it's I know I'm a basketball fan, and I know you got to be happy for a team like UConn. You know, everything that they experienced over the course of the year, not being able to play last year in the tournament, and then to make a run this year, it was pretty cool to watch, and just being in the Garden as a fan was cool too.
Have you gone back to look at the final game against Michigan State, or is it?
I haven't.
Is that still too fresh?
Yeah, I have not watched it or, you know, looked at any highlights or anything about it at all.
NBA draft is late next month. Mm-hmm. I know you're hoping to get picked tell us about your training this spring.
Yeah.
Where have you been working out, with whom, and, mm-hmm. and what's coming up on the calendar?
So like a week after after Michigan State, I took some time off and kind of finalized some things with my agent. I signed with Mark Bartlestein out of Chicago and Priority Sports. And I've been kind of going back and forth between Chicago and Charlottesville, you know, trying to finish up right. classes and get myself ready to graduate. But at the same time, you know, trying to train as hard as I possibly can to get myself ready. You know, I was lucky enough to get invited to the NBA Combine, which is the 14th through the 18th of May. And I'll be going to that, and then I'll start working out for teams, you know, right after I graduate.
Who else does Mark represent?
Mark represents myself, Doug McDermott from Creighton, Nick Stauskas from Michigan, Mitch McGarry from Michigan, and Adrian Payne from Michigan State.
Have you guys been – do you guys get together and work out together? Will that happen at some point?
Yeah, no. We so when I was out there last week, we were all actually out there together. They put us up. We have our own apartments and stuff for the next couple of months in downtown Chicago. And, you know, we all live together. You put two to a room. And I live with a kid from North Dakota State, Taylor Braun. And everybody's kind of like, we all live on separate floors, but all, you know, in a very nice area. But we work out together in the mornings. Usually, you know, you work out basketball stuff anywhere from like 8:30 to noon. And then you get some lunch, and then you come back and you finish up with strength and conditioning. And then you just have the rest of the time to kind of hang out. And so that, you know, it's kind of cool to get to know all those guys that, you know, you've been, you know, watching right. over the course of their college careers.
Adrian Payne hit the dagger three-pointer. What was it like?
Oh,
did that come up?
I did definitely not bring it up. He brought it up. And he, I mean, he's a really good guy. You know, as much as I might have hated him when we were playing against him, you know, he's a great guy. He's got a really good heart and, you know, obviously a very good basketball player.
Mike Scott is having a fantastic season mm-hmm. with the Atlanta Hawks. Has he given you any advice about preparing for a professional career?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really tried. I didn't want to bother him really a whole bunch, you know, right. at this time. I mean, I've talked with Mike over the course of the year and stuff. Just, you know, I talked with him at the beginning of the year with the whole, you know, situation with, you know, picking an agent and, you know, who he's represented by and that sort of thing. And then Mike's always there for you to just, like, you know, shoot you a quick text after a game or whatever it might be. But, you know, he's had an unbelievable season. I mean, he's still playing really well. He's doing really well in the playoffs. They played at night, so it'll be
fun.
Did you
see his shooting performance the other
night? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was awesome. You know, started the game 6-for-6. Yeah, that was great. I thought he was going to go off for 30 there for a second, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun to watch him just, you know, really do well, especially in, you know, such a big spotlight.
You took a leap of faith when you chose to follow Tony Bennett, literally across the country from the state of Washington to Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back now, how much did you know about the town or the university or the history of the basketball program when you committed?
I did not know a whole lot about anything. I mean, I knew that, you know, Virginia in the ACC, I remember watching them when they had Roger Mason and guys like that. I mean, you know, they're pretty solid. And then watching them when they had J.R. Reynolds and Sean and when they made the tournament. But I didn't really know a whole lot, you know, else about them. I knew that Virginia was a very good school. Everybody talked about how, you know, prestigious right. it was, you know, academically. You knew that Thomas Jefferson had founded it. But, you know, I didn't know anything else. I didn't know anything about the state of Virginia. I didn't know anything about Charlottesville. And, you know, I only visited out here
at one time
before I committed. Yeah, I came out here for a camp for just like 2 days. And I really didn't even see anything. I don't even think I went on the lawn or anything when I came out here. And, but definitely a huge leap of faith. But, man, I can't even tell you. I'm so, so lucky to go to school here and, you know, to be you know, Oahu and being an alumni here, it's just going to be, I mean, I can't wait for the future just like to, you know, watch Virginia sports and just be so like, you know, proud to be able to say that I got, you know, I went to school there and got my degree from there.
You've shown me some photos of your hometown, mm-hmm. Chelan, Washington, and the scenery is stunning there. Now you've spent some time on the East Coast. How did the Blue Ridge Mountains and Central Virginia compare?
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, obviously Washington is a very picturesque state, really pretty, you know, a lot of really cool bodies of water, and I'm fortunate to live, you know, near one. But you know, Charlottesville and the Blue Ridge Mountains, I mean, that's as good as it gets. That is so beautiful. It's so sweet just to go up there and, you know, kind of drive on that Blue Ridge skyline and just check out everything. You know, it is it's a beautiful area and you know, very comparable in the sense that you know, where I grew up is right. is very picturesque and you know, beautiful in the same sense.
The word was that UVA hoops became immensely popular in Chelan during your career. If I were to visit there this summer, what are the odds I'd run into somebody wearing a UVA basketball t-shirt, sweatshirt, cap or something?
I think the odds would be pretty good. You know, I grew up in a small town. Everybody just kind of knows who you are from the time you're a little guy growing up. And, you know, when I decided to come to school out here, you know, there was a lot of people that are very supportive, and then it just kind of grew, you know, over the years. Everybody was tuned in to all the you know, Virginia games, and a lot of Wahoo fans out there. I think, you know, it's probably going to stay the same there for the next couple of years, too, I would imagine. I mean, Coach Bennett came from Washington State, so there's a lot of supporters in that way. And then people just really, I think they enjoy, you know, watching, you know, how these teams play, you know, how Coach Bennett's teams play, and just, you know, everything that Virginia stands for. It's a great, you know, institution to root for. And I think, you know, people in Chelan, even though I won't be playing, they're still going to be, you know, rooting the Wahoos on for the next couple of years.
You had probably more highlights this year than you could list. A couple of them. What was a bigger thrill for you, helping the players beat the coaches in softball finally last summer, or watching your Seahawks?
Oh my gosh, man!
Win the Super Bowl.
That softball game is pretty intense, and that's bragging rights for the whole year too. You know, we get our picture up on the wall in the locker room. So, you know, that was nice to see every day instead of having to see the coaches' faces on the wall. But that Seahawks game, you know, I've been a Seahawks fan for a while, and that was an unbelievable sports day for me. I mean, we beat Pitt in the morning,
right?
At the buzzer, which was unbelievable. It was so much fun, and then just rolled home, quick flight. Able to catch the entire Super Bowl, and, you know, the Seahawks dominated, won the Super Bowl, and it was just one of the, you know, best sports days of my entire life.
Your senior season here, your scoring average went down, you sacrificed some personal glory, but you played on a team that swept the ACC regular season tournament titles and made it to the Sweet 16. Is that a good trade-off for you?
Oh, no question, man. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything different at all. This was the best season I've ever had in my entire life, the most fun that I've ever had. It was just, you know, talk about the highlights and the memories and all that. And, you know, there's too many to even name over the course of the season. It was just so much fun being a part of everything that we accomplished and doing it with the guys that we have and the coaches, that, you know, everybody that's a part of the program.
The national media in particular really ran with the story about the visit you made to Coach Bennett's house on New Year's Day, which was the day after the loss to Tennessee, and how you two sat down and talked about what needed to be done to turn things around. Was too much made of that, or did you see it, and do you see it as a defining moment in the season?
No, I think too much was made out of it. I mean, people like to pick up on things that, you know, can make for a good story, I guess, which is understandable. I mean, it was an important part of our season. We did turn things around at that point, but, you know, it wasn't like, I don't think the talk really did it for us. I think it was just, you know, it's all about actions and, you know, how people are going to respond to it. And I think, you know, just as a team in general, we kind of just understood that, you know, things needed to change. We got to figure out what the heck is going on, and you know, something's got to change. We weren't playing up to our expectations and where we thought we should be, and, you know, that kind of resonated with everybody. And it didn't have to be me going and having a talk with Coach Bennett, you know. And I mean, for all people could know, Coach Bennett and I were just sitting down, you know, having some coffee and eating, you know, some whatever, just like toffee brittle or something, and hanging out.
When you came to Virginia, you did so in part because you wanted to help lay a foundation for the program here with Coach Bennett, and you succeeded. In each of your 4 years, the team won more games than it had the year before. Mm-hmm. What do you see for the program now going forward? You and Akil are the only seniors this year.
Yeah, you know, Akil and I are the only seniors. I think, you know, the team is going to be very good I think it's going to be good for a long time. And, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm biased. I mean, I'm obviously a little biased. I've, you know, been around this program for a lot. And, I think just the coaching staff that we have, it's difficult to, you know, say that there's a better coaching staff in the country. You know, it's difficult to say that there's a better strength coach in the country, a better trainer in the country. You know, we have an unbelievable, staff here. And, you know, no matter, I mean, we're always, I think that, you know, the way that the staff recruits, the type of kids that they bring in, everybody's going to buy into what Virginia basketball is all about. And, you know, we have a solid core of guys right now that are going to be around for the next couple of years. And, you know, they're going to, you know, under their tutelage, the younger guys are going to adopt the same mentality and, you know, habits, all that sort of thing. And that's why I just think that this program, you know, is built to last. I think because, you know, it starts at the top when you have guys, you know, and not just Coach Bennett, but, you know, like I said, Mike Curtis and all the coaches that we have, and then the leadership on the team, you know, all that stuff just kind of trickles down. And I think this program certainly, you know, is going to sustain. And I think it's very exciting to think about what could be happening in the future.
Players often talk about how as they get older and once they graduate, their relationships with their college coaches change. Have you noticed that already with Coach Bennett and the rest of the staff?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a pretty good relationship with all the coaches and stuff. And, you know, if I ever needed to talk about anything, I would never be afraid to go and, you know, ask them for something or talk to them about something. And I think that's unique in the way that Virginia operates and stuff, too. I mean, obviously, they maintain that, you know, space that's needed for players and coaches, but they're always, you know they're always there for you, and you know that they care a lot about you. And it might be a little bit different now that, you know, I no longer play, but, you know, we're all very close to one another. I look up to all of them. I consider them all, you know, uncle, father type figures like that, you know, people right. that, you know, I look up to a lot. And, you know, I'm just fortunate that I played for such a great coaching staff where I really, you know, it's no doubt in my mind that, you know, the relationship is going to continue on for the rest of my life.
I know you're busy. I know you got to run. So one final question. It's one you probably knew I'd ask before you graduated. You went to Chelan High School, whose athletic teams are called the Mountain Goats. Is there a special significance to that nickname? Are there a lot of goats in Chelan?
I've never seen one, but I mean, from what I've heard, the Mountain Goat is pretty fierce, and it's not something to mess around with. So, you know, as much, you know, crap and flack I might get about, you know, the goats, I consider myself a proud goat.
Proud goat. There you go. Well, Joe, thanks again for stopping by. It's been a pleasure covering you for 4 years.
Thank you.
I look forward to following your pro career.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. In the meantime, check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.